Good morning and welcome to Inside Ag Country. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us this morning is Katie Miller. She is the Market Education Specialist with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. We should talk about the markets. What are we seeing there, Katie? What is going on?
You know, kind of odd. Usually we start to get a little bit more active this time of February, but there's still just a real lack of information. Part of it is, I think a lot of the trade is waiting to see what happens with the trade situation with China. We've digested what's out there, what's known. Those negotiations, of course, aren't over. So we're still sitting and waiting. And then we have to look at planting decisions for next year. I mean, we're getting closer and closer and not a lot of clear signal from the market, which is also somewhat unusual. Given the situation we're in, you'd think that we would be seeing more of a push to corn acres. But when you talk to a lot of guys, we aren't necessarily hearing that or seeing it in the volume that you might expect. When you look at the market, 2.4, 2.5 is kind of the magic number in terms of soybean to corn ratio. And we're sitting right at that 2.4, so pretty neutral signal from the market, which could mean a few things. But what I suspect it is, the market may feel like it's already bought those corn acres. We haven't heard that yet, but the market's not wrong. You know, we can't say that just because I haven't heard it, that's not the way it is. So it may be that the market just feels like, especially because of the basis situation we've had and that it's not gotten better, that we are losing some of those fringe acres.
Okay, on February 8th, we had a ton of information that came out and the markets really never reacted. Why was that, Katie?
I think part of it was there was just such a large gap in there. I mean, we had USDA numbers out in December, but typically December is not a big month. They don't change a lot because they're waiting on the January report. January, we get our final production numbers. We have our quarterly stocks for December. Well, we got to the January report, government was closed. So we didn't get those ones. We go all the way into February. Now we can finally get some numbers out. But especially when you look at those grain stock numbers, the next one we get is March 1st. Well, we're already at February 8th when we got it. So I think in some way the market was past it. They'd moved on. They're like, well, you know, here's what we have, and not a market mover at this time. Now, as we get closer and closer to March, those numbers are going to change. I think there's a lot of anticipation on what we're going to see for those planted planting intention numbers. Those won't be out till the end of March, last business day of March. The other thing that the market kind of tries to wait on a little bit is the baseline data from USDA. And what those numbers are, it's not a firm number by any stretch of the imagination, but it's what USDA looks at in terms of a budget. So it's a 10-year projection. Obviously, you get out past the first year or two, it's nothing but numbers, and it will change pretty dramatically by the time you get there. But sometimes we can get a hint at what USDA is looking at. Those numbers sound like they're also going to possibly be delayed a little bit because of the shutdown. So we might not get those until the first part of March. The other thing I'd like to bring up for producers, you know, who are maybe looking at planting decisions, is to keep in mind your crop insurance. When we look at our prices compared to last year, the crop insurance price for corn is about 4 or 5 cents higher than what we saw last year. So if your APH is the same, your guarantee will be just a hair higher. Beans, on the other hand, were significantly lower, somewhere in the range of 50, 60 some cents. So that's a big difference in terms of how much protection you're getting. In terms of how much of actual expenses are covered, though, it's pretty close. So that may be something you want to look at, is how much of your expenses for each crop are being covered by your guarantee this year.
Katie Miller, the Market Education Specialist at Ag Country Farm Credit Services for Inside Ag Country. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Shauna.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside Ag Country. Stick around for more Inside Agriculture right after this.